A little bit of change in my pocket. Seven
Thank
past
God.
The hour. If you're,
I need a cup of coffee.
I need something a little bit more than that.
Yeah, I'll Rich has been partying it up last night.
One too many glasses of red wine last night. So, excuse me if I'm running a little slow this morning. Jennifer Horn, my friend over here, and Rich McFadden here with you
this
morning. That's me. Not with us this morning is our friend Doug Steffen. Good thought out there for our friend Dudley, who lost one of his best friends and compadres, Edgar, who you hear him talking
about this morning. So sad, sad, sad.
Doug was on the air at 5 a.m. and somebody came in and broke the news to him. It's obviously a shock because Edgar was, and I didn't know of any medical complications he had going on. And obviously, you know, he thought he was in great shape. And so something very sudden and happened. And Doug is going to be very, very torn up over this one. This is going to be very hard for him, so you'll please have a good thought for him for the next few days as he makes his way through this. And then, of course, Edgar's wife, Georgina, and Edgar has some kids in Colorado, I think two sons. So please hold a good thought for them. He was our friend. He was a very, very genuine, good, good person.
And what you don't hear, what's really fun, and Rich and I get to hear this because we have what's called a green room. So on the breaks, we can all get together and chat about what we're going to talk about next or, you know, what's going on. And it was always so fun to hear the little bell on Doug's studio door open when Edgar would come in, and they'd be sitting there having the craziest farm conversation ever.
Jennifer and
Rich and I would be laughing going, oh, my gosh, where's farm hour?
It was like they were speaking Chinese.
Yeah.
Or as Doug would say, Chinese.
Chinese.
Because they would be talking about having to do something with some kind of piece of equipment and do something with some cow. I don't even want to know what they were doing.
Yeah, or sometimes, it was about impregnating cows.
Right,
and stuff,
yeah.
You know, all the good stuff.
Somebody's arm disappearing for momentarily, you know.
Maybe Edgar's.
And Edgar was the guy who did that. I was like, but Edgar was basically looked like Santa Claus. He had the white beard, the white hair, but was in great shape. He's, I don't know, 5'11 or something like that. And
well, and worked all day
pounds.
On the farm. You
worked
can't
all
mess
day
around
on the farm.
With that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But a soft-spoken, quiet, very intelligent guy who just loved working with his hands. And, you know, I'm not sure about what his background was. I think he had quite the education, but just decided to... He wanted to do something with the earth and animals and just said, you know what? I want to live the simple life. And did.
Well, as simple as you can be being Doug's right and left hand.
Yeah, no kidding.
So but anyway, a good thought for him and for his wife and for Doug. So
yeah, so keep a good thought for him. So if you would send Doug an email just saying, hey, thinking about you and give Georgina a hug. You can do that at doug@dougsteffen.com, or you can visit our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/goodday show, and our Twitter page, which is twitter.com/goodday show again. If you mosey on over to the Good Day Show or dougsteffen.com, you'll see today's poll. It's very timely because 4th of July is coming up. Everybody's getting ready to grill out. Got to tell you, not looking real attractive to me. I haven't had air conditioning for coming up on 4 days now. The last thing I want to do is be standing over a grill.
What's the weather like there right now?
Hot.
Is it really hot? Is it humid?
Hot, humid. It's just miserable. Yesterday was 98 degrees and humid. It's just ugh. So, and the thing that's really bad about it is, you know, the storm was Friday, this derecho that came through, which is basically, the best way I can describe it, is a hurricane without all the rain. You get rain, but it's the winds were, from what I understand, they topped 91 miles an hour in this area.
Oh my God!
And I was watching it, and it was something spectacular to watch. But now I'm not enjoying it anymore. This thing just ugh. You got poles down. No phones here at the radio network. So as much as we'd love for you to call us, you can't. But you can email us and Facebook us. So. You know, I've got a little generator. I run my generator a couple of times a day just to try and keep the couple of hundred bucks worth of food in the refrigerator good. But you know what? I'm tired of it. I could care less whether the food goes bad or not. So, but, you know, trying to deal with that. So hopefully today or tomorrow I'll get my power back. But my point was, I was going where?
That you don't want to grill because it's too hot.
I don't want to go. Oh, some pulp. So here we are. There's short naps. Those are great, man. So go on over to the poll, and we're asking what you're going to cook today, tomorrow on your 4th of July cookout. You have A, hamburgers and hot dogs, B, chicken, C, steak, D, corn on the cob, or veggies. Other, that could be like armadillo, raccoon, possum, something like that. Or my answer, it's too hot to even think about firing up the grill.
So what are you doing tomorrow, then?
Tomorrow we're all getting together. There's a bunch of us. But we're trying to figure out who has air conditioning at their house.
Got it.
We'll probably do something where we grill out or something, but I'm not into it. Hey, but you know what? Let's say that you eat too much, drink too much, and you end up on Thursday feeling like you're just a blob.
Mm-hmm.
We've got somebody here who can help you feel better. Andrea Metcalf. Naked Fitness is going to tell you how to go ahead and eat, don't be stupid, but then work it off on Thursday. So she's coming right up here on Good Day at 13 past the hour.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now, if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. It's the
worst. You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world is gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 1,000 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
Right now, with the Home Depot's Red, White, and Blue Savings, get two 13.9-pound bags of Kingsford Charcoal for just $6.88. Spend your 4th of July with tongs in hand and grill ablaze. And even if you like your steaks medium rare, you'll know your holiday was well done because of that special buy on two bags of Kingsford Charcoal, just $6.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
Team past the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and our friend Andrea Metcalf from NakedFitness.com. You know what? I'll admit to you, Andrea, I'm feeling a little, like my tank is on half empty this morning. So it's everything I can to keep going and moving forward. And I think about, you know, everybody always like, Jennifer's always so perky. Andrea is always just like, hey, how you doing? What's going on? And, you know,
yeah, she beats me, that's for sure.
Sometimes you're just like, yeah, just give it a rest. But I need you today. I need you.
So. Rich had a little too much. Actually, this is a good question for you, Andrea, because Rich had a little too much wine last night. So what's the quickest way to get your body to recover if you overindulge?
Electrolytes like a Gatorade or V8 juice. Coconut water, if you had a little sodium, sugar, but then you'll crash later. Do you eat breakfast?
That's all right. I haven't eaten breakfast yet. Who's got time
for
things
like that? That's the biggest reason. Come on. Yeah, that's it. You know, that's it.
See, now my advice would have been a greasy sandwich and a cup of coffee, but, you know, Andrea sounds a lot better with coconut water.
One of the guys here at the network was like, you want my egg and bacon sandwich? And I'm like...
Oh, no.
Oh, you're that part of the
No, it's not that bad. It's no big deal. I'm just tired. So, all right. So, Andrea's got something exciting that she's doing now. And, you know, we're all here. Okay. We had this radio show, and we talked to all of you, and we have a lot of fun. And we see you on Facebook, and we see you on Twitter, and we might put something on YouTube. the whole new world of media is so cool, how you can connect with each other and how we connect with you and you with us and everything. So Andrea's got this new, quote-unquote, TV show that she has produced that is airing on the Internet and is a massive hit. So tell us about it.
Well, the network is called, or the Internet channel is todaytvlive.com. And last week on Thursday and Friday, we shot 12 new shows in front of a live studio audience. My show is called Cougars Across America, Making Midlife Matter.
Wow.
And
I love it.
The first girl we had on was a finance expert and told us the mistakes that people are making in their midlife and how to correct it. And then I had on, I talked a little bit about the marathon and setting goals for health and wellness. Then I had a gal on, her name's Cynthia Ellis, and she was married to Bo Ellis, who played for the Nuggets in the NBA. But how she turned a tragedy into giving, and when her daughter ended up dying of a rare liver disease, she ended up putting together this whole Nicole Ellis Foundation to raise money for kids at Marquette for scholarships. Then I talked to Ina Gerber, who started Real Russian Vodka, and we did a little vodka tasting. Then we did Selixir with Dr. Susan Kleiner, a sports nutritionist, on combining that vodka of 60 calories with another 60-calorie drink to have a healthy cocktail. That's what you should have had last night, Rich.
Apparently, yeah.
Then I talked with a mom called Paula Davis, who does a company called Power Your Play. She's got 5 kids, 3 USTA tennis gals, and 2 hockey players.
Good Lord.
She talked about how food and took what was going on with her family and made it into a business.
So what is the purpose of the show, and how are you trying to help people? Is this just basic health, or is this lifestyles and health?
This is lifestyle and empowerment, and everything from finance, career, health, and then, of course, relationships and sex. We had a bachelor on and asked him what men really want.
Okay, so give us a sneak peek. What do men really
want? They
want
a remote control.
A beer, and a
pizza,
hot chick.
And a hot girl.
And a hot chick who doesn't talk.
You need a TV show for this? Come on now.
No, what was funny is when he did his answer, which was a very good answer, he's like, I think men think women want this, and I would hope that they could give it to them. So he totally sidestepped the question. It was cute.
Because he was,
as a man would do, don't really answer it. Just tell them what they want to hear.
Right. Guys don't know what they want.
Yeah. He said, you know, he's almost 50 and he hasn't been married and he wants to be in love before he gets married and let the younger guys and the younger girls go ahead and run around with each other. You know, at this age, he's ready to settle down and have a partner for life.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
good
right.
For him.
I know.
he wants
Please.
To cruise the bars.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there she is. You can check her out at nakedfitness.com. She's all over Twitter. If you see her hanging out on the corner on Twitter, say hello. Her name is Andrea Metcalf, and she will get you rocking through every single day. I feel better already.
Yay!
You did your job. Thank you very much.
All right. Get out there. Bye.
It's 21 past the hour, and Doug Steffens. That's right, Doug Steffens. Good day.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear, like bug and metal detectors, and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
Somebody rescue me. I need you.
How can you not be happy when you hear that?
Yeah, that's a good stuff,
good.
Man. Not bad for a receptionist at the Motown record store. This is Fontella Bass turning 72 years old today. And good stuff still, man. I will tell you that the Funk Brothers, who are the house band at the Motown thing, I mean, just their bass lines, their rhythms, their drums, it's just the horn sections, good, 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 solid stuff, really cool stuff. All right, so there she is, 72 years old today, Fontella Bass, and this one I wasn't really going to play, but you know what, it's just so cool, you got to do it. You got to go into the Wayback Machine for this one. Remember this show?
Yeah, what?
You're going to go, no, I don't remember this.
I don't remember this show.
The Mod Squad.
Oh, I do remember the show.
Yeah.
I didn't really watch it, but I do know the show. And then they made a movie, remember?
And
Claire Danes
yeah.
in it.
Yeah, absolutely. So Michael Cole, who played in the original TV show, turning 67 today, he played Pete in it. All right, and then we move along to Jennifer's world. Sing it for us, bro.
In all the wrong places. I have to tell you, Rich,
yes.
I used to have a little record player who played 45s. My dad would bring me these songs because he was a country music DJ. And this one, I wore out. I played it over and over and over again.
Thinking of you when you had your little pigtails playing country music all over your little record player.
That's right. My little record player had a jean top.
Oh, yeah, like the denim one, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That was
awesome. Yeah, I remember those. All right, now I'm back into my world here.
Little Feet.
Mr. Paul Barrere turning 64 years old today. He's the guy playing that there guitar. And I love this band. I've seen them no less than 100 times.
No.
And every time I see them, it's still good stuff. Yeah. Got that slide guitar, Paul. Play it, Paul.
And
back when I was a senior in high school, I think it was back around in the early 80s. Remember Herb Tarlick and the whole game?
I loved Herb Tarlick. I actually had a crush on Andy, though. Remember Andy Travis?
Yeah, yeah.
I liked Andy.
His hair was perfect.
Oh, it was perfect. That was his rear end.
Most guys went for, what's her name, Lonnie?
There was Jennifer
Anderson.
Or Bailey.
I was a Bailey guy.
You were a Bailey guy.
I was a Bailey
Good
guy.
For you.
That still am, too.
Wanted some substance.
Yep, absolutely.
I really think you have something against Lonzo, and I don't like it.
Absolutely not. Bar chord rock, baby. This was blazing the KTEL records, burning them down. This is Andy Frazier from the band Free. He's playing the bass. Turning 62 turning 60 years old. You know what I forgot to tell you? Bailey turned 63 today. That's where we're playing WKRP.
Shut it. She's 63 today?
Shut the front door.
Shut the front door. She still looks so good in the reruns of WKRP.
She still does. She still does.
63.
All right. And then let's get in one more just for fun. I was going to play Rat, but you know what? Got to finish it out with Bare Naked Ladies.
Love Bare Naked Ladies. They're on tour this summer, by the way.
Going to go see them. All right. Kevin Hearn turns 43 today. Young guy. Canadians, eh? Good stuff. So if it's your birthday, we wish you a very happy birthday. Car works for you tomorrow just from us.
Right.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, everybody. Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at QuickenLoans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Old Navy Funovations Inc. presents a summer sale like none other. All new summer styles at clearance prices. Sung by megastar Jordan Knight.
Fresh summer styles, super small prices.
Deals like new shorts, $12 for adults, $7 for kids, and famous graphic tees, just $5 for the whole family.
You're such a great shopper, girl.
Get all new styles at clearance prices. Now through Sunday.
See you at Old Navy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Doug Steffens, good day. Whoops. How about this one right here? 33 past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. It's Rich and Jennifer, our friend Dudley, not doing too well today. His friend, Edgar, and the guy who ran the farm suddenly and tragically passed away overnight, apparently. And so Doug is off trying to figure out what's going on. I'm sure that he could use your well wishes and good thoughts, along with Edgar's wife, Georgina, or Georgette, and Edgar's kids. So please hold a good thought for them. I'm sure that Doug will probably talk about this quite a lot over the next coming days, because Edgar has been a huge, huge, huge part of his life over the past 7 years, I guess it is, and pretty much ran the farm. Mm-hmm. You know, Edgar runs that farm. So, you know, I'm sure he's trying to figure out what he's going to do there, too. But right now, I think he's probably just in shock. So anyway, hold a good thought for him. Once again, you can go over to Doug at DougSteffen.com, send him an email, and say hello, tell him you're thinking about him. Drop something off at Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter.com/Good Day Show if you want to just say hello. And if you go over to the website...
Lots of good stories today.
There's a funny story about a missing dinosaur.
Yeah, this is... And this makes me wonder, what is the ultimate find? Like, when you steal... When somebody decides to steal something, what's the biggest thing? All right, let me tell you what's going on. You can see the story and the picture up at DougSteffen.com, but there's a Montana fuel company that's asking its local residents to be on the lookout for a 6-foot-tall... 6 feet. 6 feet! 6-foot-tall green dinosaur that was stolen from one of the Sinclair gas stations. If you remember, Sinclair actually has the green dinosaur on the sign, so this was, I guess, their little mascot.
Oh, that's funny.
And High Noon Petroleum, which owns multiple stations, Sinclair stations, in the Missoula, Montana area, said the dinosaur was noticed missing from its perch overlooking Interstate 90 at the Crossroads Travel Center on June 21st. And so they've issued this statement saying, please be on the lookout for a large dino that apparently walked away from his spot on the hill. And they're offering a reward. If you know, if you have any information, there's a phone number that you can call. The reward is $250 in gift cards, which for gas, that's like one tank of gas. So
that's,
hey, that's not bad. No.
For a dinosaur?
For a dinosaur, I know. Now, he's 6 foot tall and 12 feet long.
Maybe Barney took him.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
Needed somebody to hang out with. You know, it's the end of the school year. Seniors in high school having a little... But they're already out of school, so I don't know about that.
Did you ever steal something? Because
well,
I could see you as the type that would want to...
Why would you
somebody.
Say that? Why would you say
that? Because I know
that?
You.
You know me what?
Well, I know that you were shy in high school, so that's the only reason why I think maybe you didn't. But I could totally see 20-something... around stealing something.
More like 18-something Rich McFadden. Yeah.
Really? Okay, so what'd you get?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, the Bob at Bob's Big Boy was always an easy target because it got stolen so much they never really got it bolted down easily, so you just back up to it with your truck and then, you know, push her in there and push him in there and take off. And and you leave them on your principal's lawn, and then you take, back then, you take all of the real estate signs from your neighborhood and you put them in front of school and put the school up for sale.
I never. So you actually did that?
Yeah.
The worst thing I ever did was I took a pepper. A salt shaker. I am. I took a salt or a pepper shaker from Outback Steakhouse.
Ooh.
You know, because they have one of the cool grindy kinds, and I accidentally maybe put that in my purse.
You
I know.
Live on the edge, Jennifer Warren.
So much so that people used to make fun of me. I actually, one of my very first boyfriends in life used to think that I was such a goody two shoes that one time I went to the bathroom and, walked out. We left the restaurant, whatever we were eating, and he was with his brother. And I opened my purse to get in the car, and they had put all the silverware from the entire restaurant in my purse. And I was mortified, and I didn't take it back because I was too afraid. Oh my gosh! So I ended up going home with all their silverware, but that was not my fault.
So yesterday on The View, the ladies on The View were talking about something that maybe they should have had for you. They're talking about having a debate on how much parents should use new technologies to watch your kids. And we've talked about this a little bit before, where. Okay, if you could track your kid's cell phone, if you could put a chip in them or something like that, would you basically spy on where your kids are? I don't know. I mean, I want to know where my kids are, but it depends on the technology. If it's too invasive, I'm not sure I want to go there. But let's hear what they had to say.
A recent New York Times article highlights all the new technology parents can use to easily keep track of their kids online and even when they leave the house. But how much surveillance should parents be doing on their kids? Are you kidding me? Do you have to let go?
No. It's so funny because we're in a new technological age, and kids are going one step ahead of us. And we got to remember, we're parents, our job is to protect. I think a lot of people keep forgetting that we got to protect.
And that there, I'm sorry, sir, you're right. I think you're right. But there are tools out there, too. Like, we're seeing all these things and, I'm infringing on my kids' privacy. Mm-hmm. For every app, there are so many apps out there that are going to get them into trouble. Like, there was this app called Scout, I think, and allowed them to flirt with one another.
Right.
There were a ton of, like, I think there were 3 to 5, like, sexual harassment cases that came out of that. For every app that's out there that's going to lead your kid down the wrong road, there should be an app to help us watch and protect them.
Well, I'm just saying, this idea of respecting your privacy, my mother never respected my privacy.
See, you needed privacy.
My mother would say, look, here's how it breaks down. I pay the rent.
Right.
You tend to live here. As long as you are living here,
under my roof,
I will answer the phone before you get to it.
Yeah.
You will tell me what time you'll be back, or you won't be going out.
But they have the phones now, so what do you do? So, like, a lot of parents are saying, do I let my kid on Facebook? Do I let him have a page? And I'm not there yet, but I think, okay, you have an opportunity now to let your kid have the page, right, and create healthy habits with them. So monitor it. Let them know you're watching it. At the same time, guide them so they can have a healthy habit when they go off to college.
All right, so... And I'm starting to debate this myself. You know, my son is 8 years old now. Obviously, Juliana, my daughter, is 5, so she's not anywhere even close to it. But, Sean is like, he's got his iPod, and he says, Dad, I want an iPhone. I'm like, no.
I want all this stuff, yeah.
You don't need an iPhone, dude. You're 8. What are you going to do with an iPhone? Who are you going to call?
You tell him back in the olden days, we didn't get cell phones until we could drive.
Yeah.
And that was my olden days.
Back when I was a kid, there was a big bell in the front yard, and I was able to go anywhere I wanted to. When the bell rang, you made sure you were home within 2 minutes or else. Oh, yeah. So that's how they kept track of me. I was within, if I couldn't hear that bell, I was in trouble, and the bell was loud. So, or the streetlights. So if the streetlights come on, you better be home.
You better be home.
Okay.
Well, that's what I wonder about these apps. Is it just a way to be a lazy parent, or is it using technology to benefit you? Because you had the rules. You came home, you knew what the rules were, you knew what would happen if you didn't. Is this a way for parents to maybe not parent so much?
And that's a great thought, because a lot of people are looking for, they put the movie in, let it watch the kids, they find all kinds of ways not to be responsible for their kids. So the thing is, you have to own up, and you have to remember you're the parent, take care of your kids. It's 41 past the hour on Good Day with Doug Steffens. Good Day.
It's time for 4th of July travel. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. And save on all tires, including a buy three, get one free deal on qualifying Goodyear tires. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, N77. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater?
45 past the hour now on Doug Steffen's Good Day with Rich and Jen. And as we told you, Doug is, Dudley, is out today because his friend and, as he describes, his brother, Edgar, passed away in the middle of the night. And Doug just called, so I'm talking to him for a couple of minutes, so I apologize if we went into that last commercial set
a little quick
but I saw him calling in, so I wanted to see how he was doing. And he's very torn up, so it's going to be tough for him to get through this. But, you know, apparently Edgar passed away in his sleep, and like I told Doug, hey, man, we should all be so lucky. You know, we see people all the time who have to suffer and go through a horrible existence, and we've talked about this before where there's a lot of money being made in keeping people alive for one more year or two more months or... six more months, you know, so when my dad passed away and it was that quick, like, thank God, you know, so it's, and, you know, he's very upset, so, you know, like we said, keep a good thought for him, so, you know, keep it on rolling, so anyway.
Yeah. Hug everybody that you love today.
Oh, my God. Where's
like
my mother
at? Times. Exactly. Seriously.
My wife and kids are out of the country right now, so, you know. and call up them on Skype.
Of course, they might be happy. They'll give you a hug from a distance, but I have a feeling they don't want any part of the power outage at your house right now.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to my wife yesterday, and she's like, I'm sad that you're having to go through this, and this is terrible that you're having to be home and go through this power outage 4 days without the power and blah, 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 all by yourself. I'm so happy we're not there.
Yeah. Well, you and know, I when too, you have kids, I don't want the it's kids. A whole other equation. It's,
man, you can't stay at the house. At least I can stay at the house, and I can muscle through it even though
just
last night.
Because you're a man.
Yeah, but it's just, but the one thing we were thinking is we had to put our dog down last month. Man, it would be tough. If I had, you know, if you have a little dog, okay, you can go somewhere and it's no big deal. Patch was 65 pounds.
Yeah.
And, you know, sure, I could bring him in here to work and it's nice and cool and the whole thing, but where is he going to sleep? And, you know.
You have to believe in timing. You know, when you have these horrible tragedies like Doug is going through right now with losing Edgar and you know, but when you think about it, after you look at the long term, it's amazing what a blessing timing can be. Like you said with your dog, be hard on him, especially being an old dog who's already going through some stuff to have to deal with all the heat. Same thing with my dad's dog. It was very sad. The dog passed away, but literally not 2 weeks after the dog died, my dad's house was flooded out. And as an old dog, she just would not have acclimated to the moving around and the people in and out. And so it is amazing how timing does work out when you look back at everything.
It's funny. Last night I was out with some friends, and one of my friends was asking how Janet and I met, and my wife and I. And I told her that one of my best friends, Kim, had introduced us at a party. And Kim died of cancer, lung cancer, at 35 years old, 1 month before my son was born. And you think about that, and you think about the timing of that. And I truly believed, even back then, that Kim was there for me to...
And maybe a little bit of her is in Sean.
Maybe. So, and then it's funny. So you look at the chain of events. Okay, so Kim introduces me to my wife. We get married. Get pregnant. Have a baby. Kim dies just before Sean gets here.
Wow.
And then... But then through that... All the other people that I've met, like, as you know, one of my best friends, Laura, I would not have moved to Virginia. And then this whole group of friends that I have over here in Virginia, you know, because I'm from Maryland. And so last night we were just kind of going through that whole process of all the people that because of Kim that are in my life that I wouldn't have had she not been there.
So your friend Laura was through your friend Kim.
Well, if it wasn't for Kim... I wouldn't have met Janet, wouldn't have moved to Virginia, bought the house where we, you know, where we ended up living, which is right next door to Laura. Through Laura, I have about another 30 friends. But, you know, so it's not directly because of Kim, but it's indirectly because of Kim. And I look at that one person in my life who was there in my life for a specific reason. She was put there for a reason.
To bring you your family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
It's an amazing... So think about who in your life, whether it be past or present, whether it be alive or not alive, or whether you just haven't seen them in 10 years, who is in your life that was there for a purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Call them up today, even if you haven't talked to them in 10 years, and just say thank you. Because, I mean, let me tell you something, they may not even realize it.
And if you don't, you know what? If you don't have one of those people, open yourself up to meet somebody, because you really will.
Man, do it now. 51 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffens. Good day.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin. Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Song and you're like, oh, cool, Guns N' Roses. All right.
But totally.
No. Let me let you listen again. Hold on 1 second and see if you can name that.
Yeah, it's not Guns N' Roses.
It's Tom Cruise from Rock of Ages.
That's right.
That rocker's turning 50 years old today. Divorce it all, everything.
And he looks just like he did when he was 29. I mean, he has not aged a bit.
Yeah.
He might even look better.
He's certainly in great shape. I mean, Chuck, his movie career has been strong. It hasn't even ever thought about slowing down, has it?
Who are you talking about?
Tom Cruise.
Oh, no, his career is very, very strong.
I mean, has he ever even had a lull?
No, he's had a little bit of a lull. I mean, I think the last two Mission Impossible films really picked him up, especially the last one, which did big business around the world, and it was a really good film. Actually, the last two Mission Impossible films not only made a lot of money, but they're really good action movies.
Yeah, I remember when he did that. What was the movie where they all wore the masks and they had the kind of the pervert club?
I'm trying to think.
The sex club, where they had the sex club. The adult sex club thing.
Oh, Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah.
That was the movie. That was Stanley Kubrick's last film that he did with Nicole Kidman. A lot of split response. I actually like that movie a lot.
Yeah, I think back in that, like, five-year period, he tried to be more of a serious actor, and it didn't work for me. So, hey,
the bottom line, any actor who's a name after 10 years has done a great job. Actor after 25 years who's still around making top dollar at the box office has done an amazing job. There's only a handful of those people.
It's absolutely amazing.
That's why they call them movie stars.
All right, 55 past the hour in case you're late. Get up, get going. But before you do that, we kind of have a little bit of a conundrum here today. We like to do our contest every single day where we play a little bit of audio from a movie, and you go, oh, I know that movie, and you pick up the phone and you dial us. Yeah, today we don't have phones, so we can't do that. But I love doing the contest, so I don't want to skip it. So we're going to do it, and the first person to tweet, Facebook, email us,
right,
wins the prize.
Okay?
So here, you can go to Facebook / Good Day Show. You can go to Twitter / Good Day Show or at Good Day Show. Or you can email Rich or Jennifer at gooddayshow.com. Take your pick. I don't care. Just get the answer in and you win. Here is your clue. This is a Tom Cruise movie. So I'm going to give you that much, who's turning 50 today, but I don't know which one of the 550 movies this is. Here we go.
Who's the U-boat commander?
Got it.
I think I got it. This is, okay, I won't say anymore. Chucker, you got it?
I got a good guess.
Okay, number two here.
Porsche. There is no substitute.
I still think it's the same movie. And if I'm right in this last one, they're singing. Let's see.
It was great the way your mind worked. No guilt, no doubts, no fear.
Okay.
Pretty good, huh?
None of my specialties. Just the shameless pursuit of immediate material gratification. What a capitalist.
Yep. Okay.
He sounds pretty young.
This is the one that started it all. So, all right. So, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show, or Rich or Jennifer at DougStefan.com. Either way, pick your poison, send it in right now while Chucker tells us what movies are coming out this July. Some good stuff.
Well, a big film hitting theaters today, Rich, The Amazing Spider-Man, which the consensus is short on spectacle but big on heart, currently has a 77% positive rating on RottenTomatoes.com. It's really weird what I read. I'm going to go see it tomorrow, bring my six-year-old daughter who wants to see it very badly. But the people who like it really like it, and the people who don't like it really don't like it, which is sort of interesting. But it has a great release date of this week of July 4th, so it's going to make a lot of money. Also opening this month is Oliver Stone's Savages, which is getting some really good reviews. It's a hard-off film about it's a crime drama that features drug lords. John Travolta plays a villain. Taylor Kitsch, weird last name, who was the star of John Carter and Battleship, both movies who bombed at the box office, stars in this film. Other films opening this month, Katy Perry's 3D movie. I'm actually looking forward to that. I like I like that stuff.
There's no vampires in it, though, Checker.
No vampires, but I'll bypass that idea for that one.
Ice Age 3,
and The Dark Knight opens on the 20th.
The Dark Knight is what I'm waiting for. All right, we'll give you a few more minutes on this. Facebook, Twitter, whatever it is, here's your last clue. Good Day Show, 58 past.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.